You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
What's up, Highlight fans and Highlight Channel viewers? It's Tanara Davis, a.k.a. Jetta from Magic City Highlight. Hey guys, stay in tune to Magic City Highlight and also tune into weekly head-to-head recaps on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network Sports and Stuff Podcast. Right now, if you signed up to be a listener member of EPRN, you could be one of 200 lucky winners of the Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway. So if you wanted to be one of the lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.uts. It's free to join and to enter, so do it. So take it from me, the only NFL Super Bowl champion in the world of highlight, go to earpods.eprn.us and get those earpods.
Welcome to another episode of Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this is episode 93, and today's show is sponsored by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course, and the Magic City Highlight EarPods Giveaway Contest. And Magic City is giving away EarPods to the next 200 people that join the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network listening membership family. Go to earpods.eprn.us for more info and join. And today, we have a special guest on the show with us, and she's been working as a content writer and content strategist for a variety of financial organizations. Her name is Shondell Varsiana, and she is the CEO and founder of Varsi Media. And welcome to Revealing Better Results, Shondell. Glad to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. You reached out, and I was glad to oblige and glad to have you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, I just want to, you know, learn a little bit more about your experience. And, you know, I've been researching a little. And just tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and how you went from bank manager to the world of high-class content writing.
I started working in the banking industry when I was a teenager, and I'm originally from Canada, so the majority of my career was in Canada, and I worked for a bank by the name of Bank of Montreal in Canada for 8 years, and then I moved on to another company called Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. They're the same thing as PMI here in the U.S., but they are owned by the Canadian federal government. So I left there and started my writing business, and eventually moved it to Atlanta, Georgia. And now we only service financial institutions. So we write for mortgage companies, banks, and credit unions.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting. And well, what made you decide to just specifically write content for financial institutions?
Just because it was just what I knew. I also became a mortgage loan originator here as well, and I was also a qualified lender in Canada. So just understanding the industry extremely well, it just made sense to, continue on working with financial institutions. I've worked with pretty much every major bank in Canada. There's a lot less banks in Canada than here in the U.S. So, and then just coming here, I started to get a lot of connections in the industry, and I thought, why not just, kind of bridge the gap? I also found, I used to also blog before I started my own business. Before I started to get paid for blogging, I used to just blog a lot of financial advice. I paid off a couple mortgages back in Canada, so I started a blog to help people do the same thing and get into rental properties and all that kind of stuff. And what I found when I started blogging was that I started to get popular in the personal finance community, and people started to come to me asking me for a lot of advice, but they weren't coming to me because I worked in the industry. They were coming to me because of my experience of paying off a couple mortgages. And okay. At that point, I knew that there was a disconnect between a lot of the information that was in financial institutions and how that was getting out to their ideal customer. Because the people that were asking me for advice are the bank's ideal customer, but they're not going to the banks and the credit unions and the mortgage companies for advice. They're going to whoever they see online because that's where they are. Right. So that's where I knew I could kind of bridge that gap between what the financial institution's ideal customers want and them providing that to them. And that's really how I started to get or just focus on financial institutions.
Okay. Well, how do you help the institutions and your clients? How do you help them save time with what they're trying to accomplish?
Well, we do the writing for them so they don't have to do it internally or hire to do it internally. So we take care of all of the blog posts for them and keep it consistent and speak to their ideal audience through the content on their website.
Okay.
And well, then they can. And then oftentimes what they do – oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, oftentimes what they do is they'll break up the content that we – so the content that we write is very tailored to what their ideal customer wants, so questions they're asking, pain points, misunderstandings, misconceptions, things like that, whatever it is their ideal customer – the type of information their ideal customer is looking for, that's what the content is based off of. And then oftentimes they take that content and break it down and post it on social media. And then bring it back to their website and then tie that into search engine optimization and so forth. So it's a smaller part of a greater marketing plan for the institutions.
Right. Okay. Wow, that's interesting. What are some of the brands that people would recognize that are your clients?
I can't talk about a lot of the clients, unfortunately, because I do sign NDAs.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I can't talk about especially the large ones. We that's the first thing we have to do before we start writing with them, because we're considered ghostwriters. So we don't, you know, like my name won't be on any of the financial institutions' websites. We're ghostwriters, so we write on behalf of them.
Right. Okay. Well, would you ever consider returning to the banking industry full time as a banker, as a mortgage?
No, I like the freedom. I like the freedom. This is not the only business I have, so I like the freedom of this is the first time I've been self-employed as well. So I think just I come from a family of employees, not employers. So I think just being on the other side of the fence, I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy the freedom and just the flexibility and the autonomy that comes with running your own business, that I don't see myself going back. Now, I would consider being a consultant or being on the board of directors, something like that. But as an employee going back in, I don't see that happening.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be able to run my business and work for a bank because of the conflict of interest of me working with so many other institutions. So that right there would go against compliance, as well as it would be a conflict of interest if I was an actual employee of a FIR at this point.
Wow. Okay. Well, what are some of the obstacles that you face now that you're full-time self-employed with Farsi Media, your company?
I would say it's much different. Obstacles, there's so many. It's just having to manage people, having to manage you know, the staff, having to manage our clients, you know, making sure we get paid. There's just a lot of different moving parts, making sure that the content that we write is consistent, it's effective, it's exactly what the client wants. We put a lot of plagiarism tools in place to make sure that, you know, the work is not plagiarized, make sure it's unique, it's original. So there's different moving parts with our company. That, you know, we just always have to be on top of. So there's always something, and it's just, you know, keeping the staff encouraged, motivated, because we're a virtual company, so it's not, we don't have, you know, an office where we all come into every day, so we don't have that face-to-face physical interaction. We've got the face-to-face video interaction, but it's still different. So, you know, just the everyday obstacles of running a business.
Okay. Well, how has the pandemic affected your business overall?
It actually hasn't affected it overall, because we were always a virtual company, so we really didn't have to make any changes on that end. We did lose a few clients, but then we got them back, so that's a great thing. So some of our clients, when the pandemic first hit, they downsized. So there were just moving parts. So usually when we work with the bank, we're working with their marketing department, so we're usually working with a marketing director, marketing manager, you know, VP of marketing, something along those lines. And some of the clients that we have, those positions were eliminated, so then we no longer had the same contact because of just downsizing and, you know, reorganizing and things like that. But then they rehired either the same people that were let go or different people, so then they came back on board with us. So thankfully, it all worked out, but that was probably just the movement of staff with some of our clients was just a little change. But overall, it hasn't really affected the business. And I think because we've always been virtual, and now a lot of institutions are wanting to outsource it because it's cheaper to outsource it than to hire internally, because, you know, not only are you paying either a salary or an hourly basis, but, you know, there's benefits. Most institutions have benefits. So it still costs them more money to have an employee versus a contractor.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And, well, what are your goals? What are your business goals for the rest of 2021?
Just to continue to scale, just to get more clients that, you know, possibly need our writing service. But that's the goal for 2021, just to continue to scale.
Okay. Well, I see from your LinkedIn page, you were briefly in radio for less than a year. Would you ever consider developing a podcast right here on EPRN to complement Varsity?
I don't know if I would consider developing a podcast. I think my time is better spent being a guest on podcasts, because I've been on, I took a podcast course last year, I would say maybe last summer, and I've been on probably about 50 to 60 podcasts in the past year, and I find that I think that's probably just a better use of my time to be a guest on podcasts than to actually be a host of a podcast. That's just for me, based on my schedule, and I've got a couple young kids too, so I think that's just what is a better fit for me. So I don't know if I would consider but what I would consider is possibly a partnership with somebody else, so at least the work is kind of divvied up. But I know it's a lot of work to host a podcast and to make sure you do enough research on the guests so the conversations could be engaging and things like that. So I know that the back end work is a lot. And then to promote the podcast as well. So it's like another business in and of itself. So why I think the guest. I know it's not. Like, it sounds easy, but it's not. So I think for me, being a guest at this point is ideal.
Okay. Yeah, it's a hard job, but, you know.
I know.
I enjoy making it look easy.
And a lot of you do make it look really easy, but it's not. Like, it does take work, and I understand that. And that's why I try to be, you know, I try to provide enough information to make it a little easier for the host. But I think I prefer being a guest.
Okay, great. And we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, where do you see your business headed in about 5 years, 3 to 5 years?
I'll probably sell it in about 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
To be honest, I will. I have a few other businesses as well, so it's I think I'm more of an entrepreneur than just a business owner. I do like to dabble in different things, and I have other interests. So I would definitely just scale it, and then I would sell it and move on to other things.
Hey, yeah, that works too. That works well. Yeah, Well, once again, we're glad to have you on here again on Revealing Better Results. And today's show, we've had Ms. Shondell Varsiana, CEO of Varsi Media, on with us on Revealing Better Results. And we'd also like to thank the listening audience for tuning in as well. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin of Revealing Better Results, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great week, everyone.
Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.
Space, a final frontier.
Tune into Revealing Better Results on EPRN. Better yet, download the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network app at app.eprn.us. Don't forget to listen to all the shows on EPRN and tell a friend to listen in at www.eprn.us.